Good evening, this is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. Don't forget to reset your clocks 1 hour ahead at bedtime tonight. We've got daylight savings coming tomorrow. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all time and can check in at any time, or break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 21st, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
N2PFM, George, how you doing?
Well, good evening, Bob. We had a low of 6 and a high today of 27. It's 26 here on the mountainside at the present time. Good part of the day was a steady 25 with a little sun, a little dim sunshine here and there. And that's about it. Clock's here all set to just after 10 o'clock right now. And I'm going to be going to church down in Port Lydon. And I hope that white vehicle, I don't want to cause the POJ anymore, but it just cost me another $171 for control arm bushing and a few studs on the front wheels that were rotted. And one side, it had rounded out the thing that the studs come out of, and had to replace that with one from a junker as well. So that's about $1,200 in less than 6 months into that vehicle. But put it this way, you can't buy a vehicle, period, for less than $1,500 to $2,000 if you want anything that's even some part of piece of car or something. I mean, you're talking like $6,000-$7,000 and up. No way I can afford that on Social Security, that's for sure. So that's about it. We'll take our blessed 73s and 2PFM clear.
Okay, George. Well, yeah, it just seems like with vehicles, there's always something that pops up when you least expect it. Kind of like the story of the man that getting ready to go to the inspection station and, you know, get it re-inspected for the season or for the year again, and the check engine light pops up. That seems to be a common occurrence. I've had it happen to me occasionally too at times, minor things but still annoying. Well, very good. Thank you for checking in, and you have a fine evening. Don't forget to set your clock an hour ahead tonight. All right. It says N5AOW looking for check-ins. Well, I got out and around a little bit today and got some things kind of taken care of a little bit, but had some projects I just let go because it was too cold. So I turned the heat on in the garage and got a few of them done, and feel pretty good about that. At least I got some organization to it. Pushed out the leftover remnants of snow that was on the floor and cleaned up So, yeah, with that, and came back in the house and got a couple of projects done here, and then enjoyed a little bit of HF, going on a couple of different bands. Some of them were pretty close to dead, quiet, and one or two pretty active, especially early evening. But they got the contest going on, so not something I want to get involved in. Anyway, so much for that. We had some cool temperatures in the morning and warmed up quite nicely this morning. So stayed that way all day. All right, we'll make another call. This is N5AOW looking for check-ins. Well, it's definitely quiet tonight. Not much going on. I guess everyone is out. I usually do my Friday evening. We go out for dinner and then we stay and see some of the entertainment sometimes, visit with people and get back about 9:30, 10 o'clock sometimes. But I'm not doing it lately. Last couple of times we've been pretty much getting back after dinner. Okay, well, are there any comments or queries or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank George for checking in tonight. You have a good evening. I'm going to have one too. 73 to all. And 5 AOW clear.
Nothing here. KA2000.